You are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now present Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mary Angela Artuso and Nick Mossa.
May you know the joy of Jesus, and may the joy of Jesus.
The Lord is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. So welcome, dear listeners. Welcome to our program, Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy. We are Mary Angela.
And Nick.
And so happy, as always, to be with you here this month.
Yeah, happy. We're in the Easter season, so happy Easter. And happy Divine Mercy, because we just celebrated that not too long ago. So we want to thank all the listeners that are a part of this show. It's because of you encouraging us, sharing your stories that make this happen. And of course, Jesus at the center. So to all the listeners in Toronto, Canada, and especially all our good friends and parishioners at All Saints, we have taped this for almost, this has been a year now. We've been taping the show.
Isn't that incredible?
But the show must go on. So the intentions for this evening are, as usual, those who are suffering or who have passed away due to the COVID. We pray for doctors, nurses, cleaning staff, all the people, the essential workers, cooks, cleaners, grocery people, the things that make it able for us to live.
And let's pray for an end to this pandemic.
Yeah, we pray for an end. Exactly. And for world peace. We pray for especially, my brother-in-law, Frank Artuso, that he has a good, healthy healing, from his surgery. And we pray, you know, I was just thinking the couples are still getting married in this COVID time. So we pray for the COVID happily married Catholic couples and all married couples getting married in this time. And especially for your intentions.
Yes.
We raise them up to the Lord. Amen.
Yeah. Amen to that. Thank
so our you. Show is about hope and the power of the resurrection of Jesus. As Mary Angela said, he is risen.
He is risen indeed.
So basically, that's...
And let's not stop getting tired of saying that. Actually, we are in the Easter season. We forget that it doesn't end on Easter Sunday. We continue for 50 days of celebrating Easter.
Yep, right up into Pentecost. So basically, our show is that. He is risen indeed. And with that, we could just say, there's our show.
There you go.
But we have a lot more, many beautiful things we'd like to share. Mm-hmm. And we're going to share with you, what is our purpose?
So the purpose is always to help spread the joy. And how do we spread the joy? Well, through the message of the gospel of good news. So we just hope to bring, you know, a positive perspective on things.
Yeah.
We're going through some hard times here during this pandemic, But there's always good to look at and to bring, you know, some peace and joy to your life.
So the way we're going to spread the joy is the message of hope and the power of the resurrection.
Amen. Amen. And so how are we going to do that? Well, we're going to be using some Bible verses, some affirmations. We're going to be looking at what it means, hope, and also looking at Divine Mercy Sunday, which also is brings hope, right? Because God is a gracious God. So for the sake of your sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Amen. So this Easter season now that we're in, perhaps more than ever, is a good reason to be hopeful in our faith and to live as a true Christian, where we acknowledge the reality of our present situation, of all that we're going through with its lights and shadows, its ups and downs. You know, all the difficulties that may come our way, but we can get through it. We can get through it with our faith. So an Easter faith means to have hope and believe that God's hand can be found everywhere and in every event. We have to trust in him and to be with us. So how, whatever we are going through, whether we're happy or sad, and knowing, as St. Paul says, that all things work together for good for those who love God. So now, what is hope? Let's try to define hope. Well, hope is one of the three theological virtues in our tradition. And hope is a combination of the desire of wanting something to happen and an expectation of receiving it. The virtue of hope is, or this virtue is hoping for divine union and so eternal happiness. Now, while the virtue of faith is a function of the intellect, like our knowledge, hope is an act of the will. And hope is the confident desire of obtaining a future good that's difficult to get, to attain. Hope is also the opposite of despair, and hope recognizes that whatever we want, it's not easily attained and that it requires effort to overcome whatever obstacles stand in our way. So that's kind of a summary of what is hope.
Thank
but
you,
what Mary. What else is hope, though?
Yeah, there's so much. We're just going to, you know, try and squeeze everything in as much as we can. So Jesus is the fulfillment of God's promise, and the resurrection of Christ is our hope. It is an everlasting picture of God's grace and love towards us. Jesus gave his life as a ransom for our sins to defeat evil and to overcome the power of death. So, what does hope stand for? We have the acronym HOPE, H-O-P-E. Healing. These are all the things Jesus did. He did healing. He was optimistic. He was very patient when he did the healing. And he was very enthusiastic going about as much as he was, people went against him.
Mm-hmm.
That did not stop him.
No.
So healing, optimism, patience, and enthusiasm. So why is it important? It is important because it's something to look forward to, something to get up in the morning and hope we're going to have a better day. But the hope to be with Jesus in eternal life,
I think that's the greatest thing.
The greatest hope we can ever have.
Mm-hmm.
So hope is many things. Hope is an attitude. It is a choice. It is a feeling. It is a decision. And it is an affirmation. I will be hopeful in my situation, whatever it is, family, be it work, be it through the COVID. We need to choose hope.
Mm-hmm.
So what does hope cost? Costs nothing. It is given freely. It is a gift. It is a grace from God.
Mm-hmm. Thank goodness we have that grace from God. And how does what does hope make you feel? How does it make you feel? Well, with hope, we're optimistic, we're inspired, we're very, you know, happy.
Yeah, so true.
But what can it block from us?
Yeah, see, you know, what blocks hope is, you know, is the choices sometimes we make. Negativity, are we anger, pessimism, gossip, sometimes jealousy. What is blocking some of the hope nowadays is a lot of TV time.
Yeah.
We hear the news and it's, you know, we need to know what's going on, but sometimes it's over and over and over. So we need to turn that off and be aware, because these things block the hope that we have for a better day. So some words of hope are
hallelujah, alive, assurance, alleviate,
brave, breathe, courage, calm. I love this one. The cure. I love this one even better. Christ.
Divine mercy, encouragement, enthusiastic, endurance. All beautiful, hopeful words. Yeah.
So in the days of COVID, there are many things that are hopeful. You know, when we go for walks, we see these beautiful young children playing in the park, so joyous and happy. You know, you look at the child, it gives you a sense of wonder and amazement, right? Because we were all children once too. You know, we also, on the same time, we see seniors in their, you know, walking, some of them in walkers, walking to church. It's incredible to see that even if they have a disability, that's not going to stop them. So, Mary Angela, who are some of the people that have offered or give us great hope?
Well, the first one that comes to my mind is Mary, how she was always steadfast in her hope.
Yeah.
She stood at the foot of the cross and stood, not, you know, sat, stood at the foot of the cross. Yeah,
wasn't kneeling. Sure, she was very emotional, but... You know, she kept the faith.
Yeah, she carried it on.
Yeah, from Good Friday to Holy, you know, to Holy Saturday.
Yeah, she shows a lot of strength. There's also St. Mother Teresa, who brought a lot of hope to the needy people.
The street people, yeah, the homeless, poor, right? The marginalized, so.
Mm-hmm. Who else is there?
Another one, St. John Paul II, who mm-hmm. traveled the world and he evangelized it. And even at an elderly age, that did not stop him.
And until almost, you know, a year before his death, I think he was always traveling.
Yeah. And then we just beatified Carlo Acutis, who at the age of 16 was always promoting the Eucharist at a young age. And he's on his way to becoming a saint. So many people, you know, offer us hope, but I think, you know, big example of hope is our parents or our grandparents, you know, who immigrated to Canada or around the, you know, to other countries. You know, they risked everything coming from their country with nothing by boat, and they gave up everything for their children to offer hope for a better life. And for that, we're forever grateful.
And I see a lot of hope in my dad, who's been through a lot lately. He's been in the hospital twice this past year, but he's pulled through it. And, you know, I see, you know, because he broke his hip. And but now he's moved on and is walking with a walker, and now even just with a cane. That's amazing and so hopeful.
Yeah, if you look at that, what a great example. So how do we obtain hope? This is you know, as we continue.
A good question.
Yeah.
Well, first way is through Jesus. Knowing the reason for your hope is actually Jesus. He's the source of our hope. He provides us with strength. Where we are able to find hope in all circumstances and through the many graces that he pours out upon us with the gift of the Holy Spirit. Also, We can obtain it by reading the Bible and reading the writings of the saints. So by reading and rereading these stories, it gives us inspiration to place our hope in God. And finally, we can also obtain hope on attending Mass and actively taking part in these sacraments. And the practice of hope can sometimes be this physical act where we attend Mass for the Eucharist, we sit before the tabernacle, we kneel before the exposed host, et cetera, et cetera.
And, you know, because we just celebrated the Divine Mercy, the copious, the large amounts of mercy and forgiveness that Jesus has for us, knowing that does give us a lot of hope. At this time, I'd like to share with you one of our favorite verses from the book from St. Paul to the Romans. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulations produce perseverance, and perseverance helps us have character. And character in turn gives us a lot of hope. Now, this hope does not disappoint because the love of God has been poured out into our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us.
That is so inspirational, very hopeful.
That's our show.
That's just wonderful. I love that passage. Yeah, so let's talk a little bit now. I found the Canadian Catholic bishops and their Easter message, and it was a really nice message. I liked it a lot, so I'd like to share it with you. And it describes how, what's unique about Easter and the liturgies and readings of Easter is that it contains a lot of movement. For example, we hear about Mary Magdalene running with the good news, you know, that the Lord was no longer in the tomb. And then that Mary encounters Jesus outside the tomb, and Peter and John had hurried off, and she in turn runs to the disciples. So there's lots of movement happening. And when we compare this to what's going on in our lives with the pandemic, now it's been over a year that it started. And with the pandemic, it's not really been the time of moving forward, right? Or going forward. Instead, it's been a time of lockdowns, restrictions, uncertainty, lots of uncertainty, cancellations, disappointments. There's sickness, there's death. We've watched how our church communities suffer in silence, not knowing when the churches will be open, for how long will it be opened, how long will it take for, you know, people to reconnect, you know, once we get back to normal, to our parishes.
There's been a lot of uncertainty, right? It's kind of like it's been stripped away, right? Like all our daily routines, especially Sunday, that's the hardest day. But, you know.
Yeah, so it's been a real difficult time, but in spite of all this, it is our hope that Christian families will continue to find that, you know, they can come back to church where the hope lives and even flourishes.
Well, yeah, a case in point is when the Cardinal put out the letter, and I like to say a protest, that, you know, it says, hey, enough is enough, right? And in one day, I think there were 2 days, it was like 14,000 letters in protest saying, hey, you know, like, you can't just close churches. Mm-hmm. Who does that?
Yeah.
Right.
And it's good to see now, even with this current shutdown, a new stay at home order, they haven't closed the churches.
Yes.
Right?
The churches, they are the essential service.
Yeah. So during this Easter season, the Easter message that the Canadian bishops give is that we continue to struggle, but there's also a new sense of hope. because while we have these vaccines that are being distributed, there's an opening up of the churches that we just talked about.
So there is some good news happening.
And there's even warmer weather.
Yes.
You know, after this long winter that we had.
Yeah.
Okay.
Usually,
so things are moving forward.
Moving towards better, warmer days.
Mm-hmm. But perhaps there's nothing as hopeful and meaningful in our faith as the celebrations of we see during the Easter Vigil Mass, where, you know, there's this new Paschal candle that's brought into the darkened church. And that Paschal candle is, you know, a light that is held high and shines brightly in the darkness as a reminder that Jesus is the light of the world.
Isn't it incredible when you attend like the Holy Vigil on Saturday, like the priest brings in the candle, and then with one candle, everyone has a candle themselves. It can light up the whole church.
Yeah, one by one.
It's just
so beautiful how it's like all dark, and then by one, it all brightens up.
Like the disciples went around evangelizing the world, right?
Yeah. So, I wanted to share with you about this message that they gave how, you know, they end with just saying that, you know, brothers and sisters in Christ, let us rise and be on our way. And they also give the last, how we started our show with, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. So let's always continue to move forward with gladness and spread that joy to everyone of the Easter season and message.
Yeah, very good. I like that, Maranja. It gives us a different perspective on, we're in a lockdown. But, maybe it's time, gives us more time to be with the Lord, more time to reflect, more time to pray. And, because some good has to come from this, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. You know, what's the saying? There's no Easter Sunday without the Good Friday.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
So we'll talk more about that in the resurrection.
Mm-hmm.
So, what do we have here? We have a couple more quotes from the Psalms and Romans. It says, therefore, my heart is glad and my glory rejoices. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is the Lord. And in Romans, it says, rejoicing in hope, be patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer.
And prayer can bring a lot of hope, can't it? And because of, you know, the power of prayer,
a big prayer is just to listen,
mm-hmm,
right? Just listen to the Lord, like mm-hmm, even in the silence,
mm-hmm,
you know, like this is the thing. There's just so much going on, and there's a lot of good things going on too, right? And some other words we like to share that will offer hope and healing are gratitude, humility, Holy Spirit, miracle,
overcome, peace, purify, renew, rejuvenate, reborn, serenity.
And this one is so good, we have to say it again, the divine mercy, because Jesus has oceans and oceans of love. And all he asks us is to come to him. No matter whatever the sin is, no matter what state of mind you're in, his divine mercy is exactly it. It is divine. And
he's a gracious and ever-loving God.
Yeah, sometimes we're so fearful, but you know, if we just knew how much he loved us, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's something, you know, to stay hopeful for.
Mm-hmm.
A prayer of hope we'd like to share with you is, oh my God, relying on your almighty power and infinite, there it is again, mercy and promises, I hope to obtain pardon of my sins, the help of your grace and life everlasting through the merits of Christ, my Lord and Redeemer.
Amen. Mighty God, thank you that you are my strength and my song. You fill my heart with joy. You have promised that those who hope in you will have their strength renewed. Blessing and glory, wisdom and thanksgiving, honor and power and strength be unto you, my God, forever and ever. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen. So, we choose hope, right? Above all things.
And not despair.
Not despair, because I think it's easy to fall into despair. Mm-hmm. You know, to stay hopeful is not easy, because mm-hmm. we're bombarded with so many things.
Yeah.
But if we just stop and take the time and just, you know, look around and, you know, we're reminded how much we're blessed. Right. Like, you don't need much, right?
It's, yeah, we have to focus on what we have and all the positive things in our life and not focus on the negativity. Because that, you know, going that route leads us to the despair.
Yeah, it's right. Like St. Ignatius.
Going down into a pit.
Yeah, St. Ignatius said, you know, be mindful of which direction are you going? Are you going into desolation or are you going into consolation?
That's right.
Right? It's like, you know, you're walking on the train tracks. You know, either you walk away, you walk over the train tracks, but don't stay in the middle. Because the train is coming.
It's coming, yeah.
So hope is, it takes work.
Oh, yes.
You know.
It's not easy to.
You know, we do this program and this program took some time and effort. Because sometimes, like, we had some of our struggles trying to get this, you know, all the wording and everything to make it flow. But we were hopeful that our show on hope would be a success, right?
Yeah.
And I think, you know, once you turn it over to Jesus and say, Jesus, you know, guide me, enlighten me, and help me. And we look, you know, that's a perfect segue into our next topic, which will be, you know, the resurrection. Right?
Because which is the hope, right?
Yeah. You know, speaking of which, I think every Sunday is an Easter. It's an Easter Sunday. We celebrate, you know, we've been to thousands of masses, right? But, you know, it's always refreshing to know that Jesus came and he sacrificed himself for us, right? So the hope is that we'll be with him, right? In eternal life. Because this life is fleeting, but the afterlife is eternal.
Yeah. And so let's take a short break right now. And when we return, we'll be discussing Jesus's resurrection and cross.
Yeah. And still continue on the topic of hope.
Amen.
Thank you.
You are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now continue with the program, Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mariangela Artuso and Nick Massa.
Welcome back, dear friends. And so we talked a lot about hope, and now we're moving on to looking at Jesus's resurrection and how it's connected to hope.
Yeah. But before Jesus passed, he had to carry the cross. So some facts about the cross Jesus carried. The cross weighed sometimes up to 100 pounds. It was a symbol of Roman power. Do not cross us or you will end up on the cross, right? It was some intimidation, right? Sometimes the cross was 10 feet high. So it could be seen as an example to say, keep order or this is what's going to happen. So speaking of crosses, sometimes in our life, we have some crosses, right? Sometimes we carry some troubles and tribulations. And, when we encounter that, I always say to people, look at Jesus, even the Son of God, if he went through it, we're going to go through some of the things, some troubles in our life too. We just stay hopeful. And in some ways, we need to lift high that cross.
Yeah. And actually, his cross is our hope. And so that leads us to looking a little bit about what we've, heard from Pope Francis, I believe, last year, yeah, right? During the Urbi and Orbi.
Yeah. Year. So powerful.
So he says, Pope Francis, Jesus's cross is the anchor that has saved us, the rudder that has redeemed us, and our hope. Because by his cross, we have been healed and embraced so that nothing and no one can separate us from his redeeming love. In the midst of isolation, when we are suffering from lack of tenderness and chances to meet up, and we experience the loss of so many things, like what's happening during the pandemic, right? Let us once again listen to the proclamation that saves us. He is risen and is living by our side. So we embrace his cross, Jesus's cross, in the hardships of the present time and make room in our hearts for this creativity that only the Spirit is capable of inspiring. Embracing the Lord in order to embrace hope, that is the strength of faith, which frees us from fear and gives us lots and lots of hope.
Mm-hmm. And so as they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. He says, do not be alarmed, he said. You are looking for Jesus, the Nazarene, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Later on in the book of John, Jesus goes on to say, Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, shall also live with me. And another quote from John is, for this is the will of my Father, that everyone who looks on the Son and believes in him should have eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day.
On the last day, yes. And so the connection of seeking our Easter joy with the resurrection, I found this reflection that'll help us to reflect on, the joy of Easter. So Christ is risen. He is truly risen. The stone is rolled away. The tomb where Christ once laid is empty. Death did not hold him. He conquered death and restored life. Jesus, our Redeemer, brings us life, love, and hope. One for all of us, all through his passion, death, and resurrection. So this year, we are living in unprecedented times, and our celebration of Easter has been certainly being different, very different this year than usual. With the coronavirus pandemic and its effects, it's forced us to all to adapt, to sacrifice and persevere in all things. We can all agree that we've never experienced anything like this in our lifetime. You know, it's the first time for us, all of us. However, the same truths of our faith in the Paschal mystery that we joyfully celebrate each year, this reigns true today in the time of pandemic as causes for joy.
And if we ever needed, you know, hope in Jesus, you know, especially it's been the last couple Easters, right? You know, something to look forward to. And just to deepen our faith as a reminder that Jesus resurrected for us.
So we see in the Easter Sunday Gospels how it all begins with disciples seeking. And so in each of the Gospel accounts of the empty tomb, the women, Mary Magdalene, the other Mary, or Mary, the mother of James and John, they go to the tomb, the empty tomb.
They were moving.
They kept moving, like we were talking about before. There's moving always to movements, God. Movements.
Yeah, moving to and not away.
That's right, right. And so we hear how on the first day of the week, Mary of Magdala came to the tomb early in the morning while it was still dark and saw the stone moved from the tomb. And so they're always seeking, right? The disciples were seeking. What were they seeking? Well, it's perhaps the resurrected Christ that they were seeking, but they didn't all understand how the scriptures would yet be fulfilled. So maybe they were seeking to mourn the Lord's death more or to pray for him. And maybe what they were doing was they were hoping to find some comfort in praying where, you know, his body laid at rest.
Yeah, you said some very important comfort, right? Mm-hmm. You know, we're going through some hardship and, you know, people have suffered loss or death in their family. And comfort, right?
That's important.
It's so powerful, yeah. Especially nowadays.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, through all this, no matter what, they were all seeking. They didn't immediately encounter the Lord either. They had to let the story continue to unfold and find him. But when they found him, there was inexpressible joy. That was their reaction, like the immense joy.
So they stayed hopeful.
Yes, right, in order to get that.
Yeah. They didn't give up, right? They didn't fall into despair. They fell into a deep sadness. Right. But that didn't stop them because, you know, Jesus taught so much, right? That, you know, they did listen to him. Right. And, this is what happens, right? When you listen, follow the Lord.
Yeah.
Right.
And this just goes to show that Easter joy is an encounter with our risen Lord. And it just doesn't come to us. We don't just sit there and come to us. We must seek it. We can find it. And all of us are truly blessed to know, because, you know, it happened 2,000 years ago. We know how the story unfolds. We know what happens. So we can seek to meet the risen Lord, knowing that he comes to us and calls us to himself. Easter joy, joy of the risen Lord, is indeed ours when we seek him. And how can we seek the Lord in such difficult times? You know, we're going through some, you know, sometimes really depressing, scary, difficult moments.
Shut off the TV. No more COVID news, right?
So how do we get through and seek the Lord? It's through faith, through hope, and through charity. So let's always seek him. We must believe in the power of God to transform our mourning into laughter, our fear into confidence. We live the truths and the commandments of our faith, long for the coming of God's kingdom, fulfillment only in Jesus Christ and eternal life with him. Long for the glory of God to be revealed through these difficult times. So let's love, serve, and be charitable. Be kind, patient, and forgiving. Reach out to those that are lonely, whether they be family, friends, or strangers. And, you know, more than ever during this pandemic, let's, you know, do that. Reach out to those that may, you know, need a listening ear and who are very, very lonely because they're locked up and they're afraid to go out, right?
So you're asking us to be evangelizers.
Yes, yes.
We need to go the next step.
Yes, and share what you have with those in need, you know?
I think all of us have has something or many things that we can offer.
And prayer is also important, recognizing that praying for and supporting others are the greatest gifts that we could give to everyone at these times.
You know, speaking of prayer, it's incredible that there's a lot of Zoom prayer, rosary groups, and, you know, worshiping through the internet, right? Another great prayer is just phoning up someone who may be going through a difficult time and just listening to them. And you know what? Pray with them. You know, maybe recite some prayers or gospel passages, right?
And so we can find Easter joy, and that it's that joy that dispels wickedness, washes faults away, restores innocence to the fallen, and joy to the mourners. And so when, you know, we hope, we see that once that Mary saw, what did she do? She ran and went. Again, that movement, right? Yeah. That seeking, that, you know. And so once you found that glimmer of Easter joy, like Mary, let's bring it to others.
Mm-hmm. So true. Another powerful passage from St. Paul to the Romans. It says, now, if we died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. For we know that since Christ was raised from the dead, he cannot die again. Death no longer has mastery over him. The death he died to sin once and for all. But the life he lives to God. In the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive in Christ Jesus.
Amen, amen. Amen.
Wow. So it wasn't the end. The resurrection wasn't the end.
No.
It was the beginning.
Yeah, his death wasn't the end, though it may have seemed to be the end.
You know, and then it goes on to say, and Jesus Christ our Lord was shown to be the Son of God when God powerfully raised him from the dead by the means of the Holy Spirit. You know, and it says that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and may share in his sufferings, becoming like him in death. So many wonderful passages, right? Like you can find in the Bible. And, you know, hopefully you can find time to, you know, to read.
Pick up the Bible and
listen to it online, you know, maybe meditate.
And you don't have to start on page one. Just pick it up randomly
And if it's not too late, maybe you can dim the lights and light that candle while you're listening to the show, right?
That's right.
And on that note, we will now move to our next topic.
So we're in the Easter season, and it began on Easter Sunday, and it's going to continue to the next 50 days. And how can we cultivate a spirit of hope and joy that defines us as who we are as Christians? How can we do this? Number one is just by purely living with joy. Joy is a deep down gladness that can't be taken away even in the midst of sorrow. And through the passion and resurrection of Jesus, it teaches us that suffering is transformed through the faith in the risen Christ. With this faith, we're able to hold on to an enduring sense of joy, even in the midst of sadness we experience, like from a loss of someone that we've loved, some, you know, failure to achieve something that was important to us, or maybe a setback during the recovery from an illness. What's the second way?
Well, we can live without fear. We live without fear by choosing hope. Right? The resurrection teaches us that God can overcome anything, even death. With the risen Christ appears, who appears to the women at the tomb and later to his disciples, His first words are, do not be afraid.
How many times do we hear that? Do not be afraid.
Yeah, it's, you know, they say it's said 365 times in the Bible. Mm. Gee, that's a coincidence. How many days are there in the year? 365.
I don't know. How many?
Yeah. So do not be afraid. These words speak to our hearts, helping us to cope with fear from the, you know, loss of a job, a serious illness, a lockdown, or a crumbling relationship. Our faith allows us to trust that God can overcome most of our serious problems, you know. So it's not about breaking down. It's about breaking through.
That's right. That's right. And the last way we could cultivate this spirit of hope and joy is through living with new eyes. So Easter means to live with a sense of newness, right? Everything is becoming new.
You know, sorry, I just want to add, well, that's the whole theme of this year, right?
Like, right,
it's
right.
We continue the new attitude.
That's right.
You know, we started in January, newness, and then we went into February, you know, like, how can we become a better person?
Right.
And then we went into Lent, like, how can we be converted a new attitude?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And now we're into April. It's just quite ironic that works perfectly,
yeah.
Right?
So, yeah. So we live with a sense of newness at this time, this Easter time. And so just as the return of spring lifts our spirits, because everything's anew, you know, new growth of life, right? It makes us feel like the whole world is new. So the resurrection of Jesus makes all things new. And that's from Revelation. The Easter spirit is a spirit of renewal that enables us to show up at work with a positive attitude. So, you know, do that to renew our relationships that have been taken for granted and to express appreciation and affection to those closest to us. So it also means to see the world with new eyes. And what kind of eyes? Like God's, through God's eyes.
Yeah. So, so speaking of hope and resurrection and spring, who knows? Maybe the leaves will be resurrected and they will
Wouldn't that be something?
They will lift the Stanley Cup.
After how many years?
Too many years, right? So we share with you a few more words about hope and resurrection. Words such as stillness, silence, strong,
triumph, transformation. That's like a newness too, transforming, right? Thankful, unstoppable, victorious, wondrous.
And we have to say it again, divine mercy, hope, and resurrection. So, you know, those were just some of the many power words that we wanted to relate and share with you for this evening. So there's 10 reasons to believe in, well, there's many. But
many reasons.
Yeah, here are some of them, right? The resurrection is the core of the Christian message and should never be neglected or assumed.
So these are reasons for the reasons to believe in the resurrection.
Yeah.
Okay.
Belief in God's physical resurrection is very important in our Christian faith. The resurrection demonstrates to the whole universe the deity of Jesus and God's love for him and for us, because Jesus was declared to be the Son of God in power according to the Spirit of holiness by his resurrection from the dead.
Now, without the resurrection, there would be no church at all. Our neglect of Jesus' resurrection may be one of the reasons our gospel preaching is so powerless. The resurrection purchased our justification, and the resurrection gives us the joy of knowing that Christ is with us today.
Yeah, and the resurrection gives us hope that goes beyond all the graves.
The resurrection reunites every Christian with the life-giving force that raised Jesus from the dead. And because of the resurrection, we can know that Jesus is personally coming back to judge and rule the world.
So they talk about returning. I like to call it the comeback, right? Jesus came back and he showed the evil one that he does not rule the world. It's Jesus that conquered the world, right? So whenever, you know, we fall into a hardship or, you know, maybe fall into despair, quickly pull yourself up and remember, you know, the resurrection, and, you know, it is a great source of joy and hope for the Christian that Jesus rose from the dead and he will also return. But it also is, you know, something that we should keep close to our heart because we're never alone with Christ. You know, that's what this whole evening was about. You know, it was to offer some positive affirmations to reflect on our Easter, right?
And how we can continue through these 50 days, right?
We kind of felt like the first Christians, right? That they suffered or they had to go in the underground, right? Because they were persecuted, right? They couldn't even have the sign of the cross, right? Or else they knew that that's one of them. Mm-hmm. In some strange ways, it kind of feels like the church is again being persecuted.
Yeah. And especially now with this new, stay-at-home order.
Stay-at-home and lockdowns. And, you know, not to bring up some weird theories and stuff, but, you know, we need to be strong in our faith because if we're not strong in our faith, you know, the church cannot be lukewarm. It needs to be set on fire.
Yeah, we can't give up too easily on our, you know, our faith. Yeah,
no,
we have to have that constant trust and hope that things will be, you know, get us through.
So, you know, we were we hope that we shared with you things about hope this evening, or we just scratched the surface, or we gave you maybe an idea, right? We'd love to hear from you, right? And if you have any ideas and stuff, you know, you could, just email the station at Radio Maria and maybe give us your thoughts. We'd love to hear from you and what you guys think. We also talked about the resurrection, which, is the greatest example of God's love for us, right? When especially there's no lockdown here. When they rolled the tomb away, Jesus was raised from the dead. So you couldn't hold him. You couldn't keep him inside the tomb, right?
And so, we also spoke briefly about the cross and how his cross is also our hope.
And Marianne, how did it feel when you entered the tomb of Jesus when we were in the Holy Land?
there were so many people, right? And it made you want to not, you know, stand in line because it took forever to get to the tomb. But I thought I have to do it because, you know, when am I going to get another chance to be there? And when I got there, you know, yeah, it was just, though it was brief, it was like amazing to feel like, you know, he was there. And, but then he wasn't there anymore.
Yeah.
Just brought, you know, hope and joy to be there.
Isn't that what life is about? Like we work and we hope and we go through hard time and it's just those moments like you just shared that make up for everything, right? It's just, you know, we flew like 5,000 miles. We went there. We got ready. We did all this. But what, maybe 30 seconds?
Yeah.
30 seconds, you know, you were hopeful to enter.
Yeah.
You know, to get in there. And just that moment. And I think that's just a taste of heaven, right? I think we can only experience a few of those moments on earth. So that's why we need to stay hopeful. Because when we hopefully, you know, pass into the next life, we will be with Jesus. So we'd like to close the evening. We want to thank Alex, the technician, everyone at Radio Maria, everyone listening out there. We thank you. We pray for you. And most of all, Jesus.
And so, let's end with a prayer.
Yes. Mary Angela.
Heavenly Father, I am your humble servant. I come before you today in need of hope. I need hope for a calm and joyful future. I need hope for love and kindness. I pray for peace and safety. Some say that the sky is at its darkest just before the light. I pray that this is true, for today seems stormy and dim. I need your light, Jesus, in every way. I need to be filled with your light. Help me to walk in your light and live my life in faith and service. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, dear friends. And next time we encounter with you, the second Wednesday in May, we will be talking about Pentecost. So
we wish you a good night and God bless.
God bless.
May the joy of Jesus be with you. May the joy of Jesus be with you. May you know the joy of Jesus. And may the joy of Jesus be with you. And may the joy of Jesus be with you. May the joy of Jesus be with you. May you know the joy of Jesus. And may the joy of Jesus be with you. May the joy of Jesus be with you. You know the joy of Jesus, and may the joy of Jesus be with you.
You have been listening to Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mary Angela Artuso and Nick Massa.